This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon on your Monday. 26 degrees.
It's
summer is
26
back.
Degrees.
Oh, I love it. I just love it. Hello, troops. How are you going?
I'm good. I've just, hello, Joysters. Hello, Timothy. Hello, Dean Murphy. I've just realised there is no black cover on my microphone.
No one cares because it's a visual thing.
Well, I was about to explain it if you shut your face. So your I got puppy, all startled. Yeah. I was going to start talking and I thought, what am I looking at here? It's an actual microphone without the case. Ooh. It's what it is. Hello, everyone.
Good afternoon.
How is everyone today?
Great. We were going great guns. Hey, we've got a big show coming up.
I'm obsessed with the comedy at the moment. And if you're worried about your pennies, there's a fabulous thing that I would like to talk about. It's called free comedy at the Highlander.
Yeah.
Right? So the Highlander is in Highlander Lane.
You flopped your bits out down there, haven't you, with Highlander?
Sounded really kind of...
I mean, for comedy. Delivered comedy, yes.
Not a stripper. I didn't flop any bits anywhere. God help
there's
the
There's times
person.
That you would have wanted to be a stripper, though.
Yeah, at your gay party in the strip place when someone thought I was the stripper, I got really... That was a long time ago, Joel. Early 30s. We're now pushing late 40s. How dare you get back over there. Right, so Highlander Lane in a place called Highlander Bar, right? So that's where that all takes place. It's very good. It's on from Tuesday to Sunday.
It is good.
And starts pretty much on the weekends. It starts at 4 and during the week it starts at about 6. And it's you can basically book so that they expect you because some of the rooms are filling up and getting to capacity. Well, one of the room is. Get online, go and see some shows. It's a great institution, brothers involved, whatever. Anyway, what I want to talk about that bar is because I have been involved with it for the last couple of years, about 3 years. Used to go and do open mic there. Did last year's Fringe Festival there.
So quite a few things.
Last week, I said to Dean, shall we eat at the Highlander Bar? And he goes, I don't know, what's their menu like? I said, I don't know, I'll check on the internet. When I did that, brought up their menu, I went, oh, it's a Scottish bar.
Called Highlander. Oh. Who would have thought?
So
3 years. And she wants to do observation comedy.
Did this? Remember? There's like the diving board, right? So, and the whole time I have thought Highlander Lane. That's why they called it Highlander Bar. Yeah. Right, then we walk in there that night after reading the menu and the whole thing's in dark, woody tones. There's Scottish flags everywhere. All of the beers are Scottish beers and the foods are Scottish.
Wow. Should have been a stripper. This is a visual thing too. So most of you are going to have to jump online and I suggest you do.
Can we put it on the Facebook page?
Yeah, we can.
We will put this on so quick.
Love this one. KFC mascot Colonel Sanders has copped yet another design and in a bizarre twist has me floored. They've turned him into a sexy dirtbag social media influencer.
Fabulous. And he's heaven.
He's computer generated. He's a computer generated character. He's not a real thing.
Yeah, that ruined me when you said that.
The virtual influencer Colonel, as he's called, is a weirdly realistic looking 3D model. He sports an updated version of the Colonel's signature grey hair and horn-rimmed glasses and basically has...
A six pack and tats.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get out because I was looking at them and they're good.
It's so finger licking good.
And he has 10,000 Instagram followers already, which is pretty damn good.
He's computer generated and he's got 10,000 followers.
Now,
like, what does a mere mortal, mid 40s blonde chick, have as hope anymore? Like, really? I'm up against droids now, androids. Mm. This is ridiculous. That's all I want to say.
I think they've done a great...
Because I secretly want to marry him and he's not real, so that's not okay.
I'm just wondering whether we need to get a hot daddy computer-generated 3D dude as our promo shots for our show to lift our Instagram page. Would that work for you?
Well, because I already...
Can we get a stripper-looking chick, maybe you from 10 years ago? No. What have we learned about the Comedy Festival for this year, Troops? What have we learned, Timbo?
I'll tell you what I learned.
What?
I've seen six shows and I learned about something called the Moon Cup.
What's the Moon Cup?
No. Oh.
No. Well, that is precisely my point.
No.
I'd never heard of a Moon Cup before and I'm probably going to...
For those of you who are in the dark at home, you can stay in the dark. That's fine. But only women were talking about this.
Well, now...
They were comedians.
Were they female comedians talking about it?
Two. Not all. Two were. One was not. However, what I have learned, a Moon Cup is the healthier and convenient alternative to tampons and pads that saves you money and is also good for the environment because it lasts for years.
Is it made out of lettuce?
To mean like a centoy bow. Is that what you mean?
What are you?
Like a lettuce cup, I think he's thinking.
Like a lettuce cup, like a little lettuce cup.
Oh, you are.
He's in his own world today.
Shake the lettuce.
Oh, dear.
Who invited him?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What did you learn out of the Melbourne Comedy?
You're an idiot. No, I haven't learned anything.
What do you mean? You're a comedian, but you must have learned something about someone, about something.
No, I've just enjoyed it all. What do you mean? Shut up, lettuce cup.
Do you know what I learned about the Comedy Festival? It takes a very brave person to want to stand there and try and make people laugh for an hour.
Yeah, no, tough gig.
Full on. The other one I went to see was Tommy Little on the other night. He's brilliant. He is actually really, really top notch. But even after 40 minutes, I worked out that 40 minutes is my cutoff point for comedians. After that, it's a bit dragged out.
Do you need an ad break at 40 minutes? Is that what you need?
Nine times out of 10 with this tight old bladder, I need a toilet break after 40 minutes.
Dear. Look, I have to agree because even when I'm watching Netflix comedy specials, because I like to watch stand-up, I get a bit restless, get up and have to have a look. But I have to say, actually, Tom Ballard last night, I laughed the whole time. Yeah. I'm starting to feel like the young people are revolting. And revolting. Like they're revolting against me. And they're revolting. Couple of things. I was at bingo the other night, Bogan Bingo, whatever. And there was we were at the bar. I was just standing there in the break. And
so you were hosting, of course.
I was hosting, sorry. And one of the younger gentlemen that were in the crowd approached me and said something because I said, oh, we're going to get back into the bingo. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I went, oh, yeah. Like, you know, we were getting really excited. And then he went, you know what? If you were 10 years younger, you'd be in trouble.
Wow.
He looked chuffed with that comment. I just smiled and went, oh, do we think that's a compliment? And he goes, yeah, absolutely. I was like, oh, I don't think he understands what he just said.
Oh, no, he doesn't because he's young. He's a millennial.
If you were 10 years younger, you'd be in trouble. Well, if I was 10 years younger, I could still do better. Thanks. Anyway, no, I was furious. I didn't show it.
I think it's a compliment. It means at one point in time you were hot.
And the other thing I want to talk about, because I'm going to pretend that Dean Murphy's not here today. So, ladies and gentlemen, Tim... Everyone listening at home, it's just the Tim and Anna show and an annoying person in the corner that comes along for the ride. So this morning in my block of flats, there's four unit townhouses, right? The one at the front is rented by some very young people and I'm talking one of them's on her L plates.
Oh.
Like they're young.
Mm.
Like
right.
It's a bit of a, yeah, anyway, whatever. And then there's an empty one, mine, the back two.
Yes.
Right? So that's
yes.
Five, I can't count. At the front, quite often, there's just rubbish on their grassy bit at their lawn, right? There's just rubbish. And I keep going and pick it up because I'm like, we look like we're living in a bin. Like, this is not good. Mm. This morning I went towards my bin and I cast my eye at their balcony bit at the front and there was – now, I remember being this disgusting. So I'm just now the old person that's noticing how disgusting teenagers are. But there was – you know when ashtrays get over full because people are really lazy with that sort of stuff?
Or they've left the bong on the
Yeah, well, it's right at the front and it's right on the road, so they haven't left the bong outside. No. Anyhow, you know how when people, smokers, and they're a bit gross and their ashtrays overflow and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, revolting.
Well, I looked at this thing and went, oh, yuck, and then actually turned around to go back and make sure I hadn't made it up. There was a blender jug. The jug of a blender, full of cigarette butts sitting on their table at the front of the house. Ugh. Young people, you are revolting, and that's all I've got to say.
Well, the thing with it is, too, you've got to, in your favour that they are so messy and they're leaving all that stuff all over the place. It looks like, to anybody who wanted to rob your house, it looks like the whole complex has been robbed anyway.
That's a good point.
Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of a deterrent.
And true, but I worry about rats and things. And like, it's not good. There's like food scraps and garbage all over the... It's not good.
As an ex-smoker,
yes,
that is a great way to kickstart your day with just a cigarette juice.
Oh, isn't it just gross.
Done in the blender.
Yuck. We've had moon cups and blenders full of cigarette butts.
The only thing that's going to lift this segment
is going to help.
Is Jackie from Joanne.
Yeah, sure.
Hysteria that's going on. What is it on? Is it on Foxtel? See, I don't have Foxtel.
Me either.
I'm possibly going over to a mate's place to watch it. But see, yes. I watched the first season and the last season, and I haven't watched anything in between.
Yeah, so you'd be as good as Kit Harington's friend, actually, because he was on Graham Norton show recently talking about it, and like no one's allowed to discuss how this thing ends at all.
Yeah,
and like they're banned, they're like threatened. Everyone's trying to find out who dies in it, who lives, who survives, because it's the last season. And apparently, he was talking instead of just the weight of responsibility, not being able to talk to anyone about it. So, got to be drunk with my friend the other day who has never seen it, or he watched a bit of the first one and he fell asleep. He thought it was really boring. Bit
Sounds like you did.
Someone else in the room. And he told him. And this guy just glazed over. I couldn't be bothered. He goes, well, I know the secret safe because he doesn't know who I'm talking about. So there's a random guy in the world other than the actors who knows but doesn't care. Doesn't care.
Wow. I think that just means talk to the people on the bus next to you, right?
Like, I think so.
It might be him.
I just like, so also Kit Harington's like talking about how emotional he is to leave the character behind. He's like, oh, it's going to be really cool about it. And if people said, you know, are you Jon Snow? He's going to go, yeah, I used to be. And apparently when they finished filming, he walked out of the studio, one girl asked him and he burst into tears.
I love that. Hey, listen, you know the whole thing with Game of Thrones, it sells you on the whole sex thing as well. Because let's face it, they're all hot.
It's very saucy.
Apparently there's a Game of Thrones, there's a website, a celebrity nude website has carried out a skin deep analysis of the show's naked statistics. Ooh. Try saying that with a lisp. And which was really hard. And basically what they've discovered, there's in the whole thing, there's a staggering 82 nude scenes.
Wow.
Totaling 108 minutes of nudity.
That's just like those, porn.
It is porn. Oh, and those scenes included a total of 134 breasts, 60
there's a lot of
butts.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
28 bushes.
There's a lot of bush.
Ooh. And only 7 penises.
Oh, dear.
Just 7.
Yeah.
Which is quite funny because it is a mythical place, isn't it? Mm. But it's funny that they went with bush. Oh, no, of course. Well, no, because I was thinking, well, if you were going to base it on real world, most people don't have bush anymore. The Brazilians struck, but maybe in Westeros they didn't have wax. Mm. I don't know.
What God, you've gone really taken it to this. A place that we never thought we were going to go with that.
Okay, sorry.
You want to join this crazy show?
Yeah,
lots of messages
I think,
coming
you
through.
Know, wax is whack, bring muff back. It's my favourite.
You're on Joy 94.9. This one from Conrad.
Amazing. Hello, rat bags. I just asked my Uber driver to put Joy on. He thought you guys were funny. I'm not sure why. Anyway, thanks for the tunes. Also, could you please play Leanne Rimes, Can't Fight the Moonlight? Cheers, bro. Conrad, no.
Hang on, let me just ask the music director. John? Can we do Leanne Rimes, Moonlight? Nah.
Too bad. So sad.
Too bad, buddy.
For that one, I'm
now,
sorry.
Now, listen, Danielle Walker, who is very funny, who was meant to join us in the studio for a bit of an interview, she's got lost. She's ended up at Southern FM. Now, that's understandable.
It's totally
We're
fine.
We're both community broadcasters. You're just in the wrong bloody suburb. So she's not coming in today, but I'm sure we'll get her on eventually.
She's a fabulous comedian. She's actually performed at one of my comedy rooms because now I'm running too.
Oh, good on you. Look at you go. Self-promotion.
Traffic for Melbourne.
Hey, that's right. As we head out to the freeways and roads and whatever, the colder outbound today is racing home to get eaten. I can't even read my writing.
Get eaten.
To eat and get settled before hearing. That's at 7 minutes. Eastern Outbound forgot to pay the pay TV subscription and has now been on hold for an eternity and is getting stink eye from their flatmates at 19 minutes. Monash Outbound got the day wrong and will now miss the GOT premiere due to the liturgical dance class. They are now stuck in with their mum at 77 minutes. And the Princess Outbound has the brand new 72-inch TV and surround sound all sorted, and Uber Eats has just arrived. That's 13 minutes. And that is your premiere of Game of Thrones Season 8 version of the traffic.
Well, congratulations.
Do you know what went wrong there? What? I got so excited about it, I couldn't talk.
No, way too excited. As I'm being creative here at Murphy's Law. And so the best thing we could come up with is tell us what your favourite Prince song is. Like, we did banter around and round.
We tried really
so hard. But the Prince songs work. Like, it's the only thing that people are going to be engaged with. So all you're going to do, tell us your name and tell us what your favourite Prince song is. And at the end of this hour at 6 o'clock, we'll wind it up and we'll give you a big, fat, juicy double pass to go to the Prince tribute concert.
Amazing.
Now, for you two, do you know how you two always criticise me because I get my words mixed up and stuff? Like, I've got a little bit of dyslexia going on.
Oh, hang on. That sounds like it's bullying. Like, I feel like you've painted us in a bad light.
I actually don't know whether I've ever said the word dyslexia to you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you do. You do tend to both have a go at me when I get my words mixed up.
Do we have a go? I don't know whether...
On the weekend, I went for...
I
went for lunch with a mate on Sunday, and it was a loud cafe down in Fitzroy Street in St Kilda. And I got completely sidetracked because there was a lot going on. It was busy, busy. We're trying to grab this other table and it was loud and stuff. And there was tap dancers across the street. So that was even louder. And just...
Tap dancers?
Yeah. And the waitress came out and she'd asked me. I got quite sidetracked and whatever. Everything was busy. And she said, do you guys want food? Blah, blah, blah. And I I know what I want. And I got a little bit frazzled and... She said, what do you want? I said, that thing. And she goes, what? And she sort of yelled it across. And I said, the placenta chips. The placenta chips. And the minute I had said it, the tap dancers had stopped. Everyone was slightly quiet. And everyone looked at me like the placenta chips.
Yeah, they would have looked at you weirdly there. But in Nimbin, no. It would have been probably fine.
Kevin has sent through Diamond and Pearls as part of our Prince tribute concert double pass giveaway.
Fabulous.
Good track.
Yep.
Want to get your hands on it? That's all you got to do. Send in your name and your favourite Prince track.
Now, winter is coming up.
Tonight.
It is, yeah. Yes.
I feel like some of these stories from places around the world, it's like these stories always happen in these certain places. Okay. So let me explain a little bit further. A Taiwan's patient's vision was likely saved because her contact lenses kept her from rubbing her eyes. Now, I'll expand on that. It sounds unbelievable, but doctors in Taiwan have removed 4 bees embedded in a woman's left eye.
No.
Yep. The 29-year-old patient went to hospital last month because of severe pain in that eye.
No, I refuse to hear this.
Doctors discovered the tiny bees feeding off the moisture of her tear ducts under the microscope.
How big were the bees?
Yeah.
How big is her eye socket?
Big eyes.
Like, this is ridiculous.
Under the microscope, they slowly pulled them out one after another after another.
I'm calling bee shit on this.
Now, it's... Now,
this is bollocks.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true, 100%. Now, she didn't rinse them out because she had contact lenses in and she was told if she rubs her eyes, the contact lens will scratch her eyes and she'll be in all sorts of trouble.
No.
She had the thing, so she went, I can't rub the eyes. Now, thank God she didn't rub the eyes because if she had rubbed the eyes, it would have actually upset the bees, the bees in her eyes, and they would have deposited venom into her eye sockets. Thank God for the contact lenses.
Can I just say, this story
should have gone to Specsavers.
Oh, you've been waiting to.
Oh, God.
It's stories like those that make me want to rip warning signs off everything.
don't you know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. It's the second time tonight. We head out to the roads. The colder outbound is eating its toes because it's quicker at 6 minutes. Eastern outbound is tucking into a big bit of bum at 20 minutes. Monash outbound is has an elbow stuck in its throat and might need to go to emergency at 73 minutes. And the Princess Freeway just swallowed its tongue because it's quick at 13 minutes. And that's your what body part of your own would you eat if you had to version of the traffic? Listen, it's late. It's Monday. That's all I got. Nadia said, I so would love to win the double pass. My favourite Prince song is When Doves Cry.
Oh, I love that one too.
Oh, I love that song.
This one came through
love
from George.
Show. Hi, Murphys. I'm George. And my favourite Prince song is Head.
Oops. And this one came through from Ken Dan and the Clan at Pascaval South.
Little Red Corvette.
Oh, now
who
there's
doesn't
that
love
track.
Red Corvette.
Love it. Keep them coming through 0427joy949, honourajoy.org.au. Now, Anna Murphy, I saw this today and I brought it to my best friend's attention. They basically asked and did a study and some research on how much would it take for you to sell in your best friend?
Oh,
like
what,
how
what
much?
Do you mean? What I don't understand.
Well, get rid of your best friend for it. Like, if you, what money could we offer you to not have a best friend anymore?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
And that's what I said too. I was like, oh, no, I couldn't do that. Well, on average, they've worked out that most people in this study would do it for about $131,000.
Very specific. Is it, yeah, no, 130, no.
That's what I thought.
131, yes.
And
this is a sweet spot. Yes, I will. Yeah.
Yeah, you just tipped it over there.
I wasn't feeling
women,
it before.
Women were more fickle than guys. That's on average. So for women, it was 106,000. So, but for men, it was 180,000 to get rid of their best.
I think if you change the topic to how much would it take for you to get rid of a sibling, I mean, for 106,000.
Wow. Yeah.
Just so you say 106.
$106.
Yeah. You are. Oh, actually, I am in for $106. Yeah, that's. I'm just kidding.
No, you can leave. The studio. Not you, Dean. Go.
Well,
get your stuff and get out.
I'm going to go anyway.
Get your stuff.
Because I've got to go make some money because I'm a single mother of two daughters.
Get out. Go.
Ciao.
Enjoy. Now, Tim.
Yes.
I read this fascinating article that basically said primates. Oh, primates with bushy beards or long hair may have smaller testicles than species who struggle to grow facial hair.
Where do you source this?
I don't know.
Are you looking?
And, you know, I could go on about the whole.
Can you say it again? Say it again. One more time.
Primates with bushy beards or long hair may have smaller testicles than species who struggle to grow facial hair.
Oh. So Tom Ballard.
Yeah, I was going to say Tom Ballard last night has no hair.
No.
Elephantitis coming at ya. We have a winner for the Prince Double Pass tribute to, well, it's tribute to Prince, basically, at track this weekend. Drum roll, please. Ken, Dan and the Clan. Woohoo! Whose favourite track was Little Red Corvette? We don't have that, do we?
No.
No. We can't play it. It's not really the Joy playlist. Maybe it should be. That's it from us. Anna Murphy's already flying the coop. She's got another gig to get to. So we must thank, too, the interviews this afternoon. Nikki Britton was in. She was great. Nathan Valvo, fabulous.
Yeah.
Must thank Damo, our producer, Simon, our newsreader, Anna Murphy for turning up when she bloody well wants to.
Buggering
Tim,
up
you, you're great.
Oh, well, thanks. And to you, Dean.
Oh, thanks.
That wouldn't have this show without
oh,
you.
Oh, God. Stop it. Anna Murphy would beg to differ.
She's, yes, turning in the grave.
But that's it from us. We're out of there. Have a fabulous week and great Easter. We'll see you when we're back.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.